the three brothers playing the trumpets, the Leuben brothers with the English Chamber Orchestra. That was Telemann to start off our morning on KPR, Concerto for Three Trumpets. Next, we'll go to one of those great sonatas from the very inspired Opus 1 by George Frideric Handel. Also, at the end of the hour, we'll take a little journey to the Island of Joy. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas. Working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m., and the 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows a Baber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org. Here's the Handel Sonata in F from Opus 1 on KPR. One of the Handel Opus 1 sonatas for violin here in F major with Hiro Kurosaki violin and William Christie harpsichord. Next hour we'll have Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien after Aaron Copland's vocalese. And after 11, about 11:30, the Antony Dvorak American String Quartet. Great morning of classics here on KPR. I'm so glad you and I are together and listening to them here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. The Topeka Symphony is on Classics Live tonight. Catch their concert from last November of Rimsky-Korsakov and featuring pianist Chae-Yung Park. It's the Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto. Tonight at 7 on KPR for Classics Live. Here's one of the CPE Bach oboe concertos. This is the one in B-flat this morning on KPR. One of the Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach oboe concertos in B-flat. It was Tom Koopman, the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, with Ku Ebinga, oboe. First name spelled just like KU. Next, we'll take a journey to a very happy island. And coming up in, within 15 minutes, we'll be hearing the vocalese by Aaron Copland before we hear some Tchaikovsky and Brahms this morning on KPR. Do you own a business or are you in charge of a club? Do you value the programs on Kansas Public Radio? Your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and get the word out by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. There's a famous painting by Watteau called The Joyous Island that inspired Debussy to write this next piece. He was staying on a different island at the time, Jersey, but he was inspired to write La Mer there and also the Isle of Joy. As we start out, we're together in a boat and we're headed to a joyous island where there's lots of merrymaking going on. Music inspired by the sea and a painting that was by Claude Debussy called The Joyous Island. Paul Crossley at the piano here on KPR. Today should stay mostly sunny with a high near 71. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
Clothing prices are ticking up thanks to inflation and tariffs, and more people are saying they don't have to buy new stuff, they'll rent it instead.
I don't really want to hang on to pieces forever. The trends will have changed, my taste might have changed.
I'm Elsa Chang, the rising popularity of clothing rentals on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 to hear about how people are doing that. For All Things Considered, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With today's high 71, tomorrow should be a little warmer even, with a high of about 74. And peeking into the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny, high of 74. Sunday sunny, with a high of 63. It's 10 o'clock and a good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU 91.5 Lawrence. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, keeping history alive since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva. The Trump administration has never offered proof of its claims. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 330 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters. Good morning. It's KPR. That was the Aaron Copland vocalese, with Fenwick Smith flute and Randall Hodgkinson piano. Well, a solo piano in about 17 minutes. Brahms' first piano sonata. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Support for the music comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. And from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. This next piece has kind of an interesting background. It's Tchaikovsky, 1880. It's called a Capriccio Italien. It's a 15-minute fantasy for orchestra. He went to Italy with his brother Modest, and this is what he wrote about the piece to his patroness. I have already completed the sketches for an Italian fantasia on folk tunes, for which I believe a good fortune may be predicted. It will be effective, thanks to the delightful tunes which I have succeeded in assembling, partly from anthologies and partly from my own ears in the Italian streets. A Fantasia for Orchestra by Tchaikovsky, inspired by an Italian trip. That was his Capriccio Italien with the Ukrainian State Symphony Orchestra. Next, the great pianist Vyacheslav Richter, starting at the beginning with Brahms. We're live and local. We're KPR from KU. 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka in Kansas City. 89.7 Emporia. The Topeka Symphony on Classics Live. Catch their concert from last November of Rimsky-Korsakov and featuring pianist Trae-Yung Park. It's the Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto. It's tonight at 7, only on KPR for Classics Live. Well, the beginning of Brahms, piano-wise, is his first published piece, but I'm sure he wrote hundreds before this that he just threw away. He was his own harshest critic. Let's listen now to what he finally figured might be okay. The Piano Sonata No. 1 by Brahms, Opus 1 in C on KPR. Encouraged by the Schumanns when Brahms was just a young man, his youthful piano sonata number 1, Opus 1 on KPR.
The atomic towers of the 1950s are beneath the sea. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. We're live and local. We're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an easy, efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for News Next on KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. It's KPR.
I'm Lakshmi Singh. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 433 points, or nearly 1%, at 47,819. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. It's KPR from KU. Six little German dances for violin and piano that Beethoven wrote early. Bela Bonfalvi, violinist, with Sandor Falvi, piano. Good morning. This is KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad to be with you. Thank you for your company. Next, we have music by Ottorino Respighi on this fall morning. It's called Poema Autunnale, or Autumn Poem. It's for violin and magically scored orchestra. This is Chu Hui with the Singapore Symphony Orchestra, and our violinist is Takako Nishizaki on KPR for some autumn poetry. Some gorgeous music by Respighi for violin and orchestra. It's called Poem Autumnal. Chu Hui and the Singapore Symphony Orchestra with violinist Takako Nishizaki. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Before we hear some Dvorak, we'll take a look at this autumn forecast. It just got updated. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. And from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert, featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Shen, November 14th through the 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. It's about 64 already in Lawrence at about 11:25. Today staying sunny with a high of 71. Tonight, well above freezing, 52. And tomorrow, a little foggy in the morning, but otherwise mostly sunny Friday with a high of 74. And peeking into the weekend, it looks pretty nice. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 74. Sunday, sunny, and a high of 63. Here's another piece that Antonin Dvorak wrote that shows off how much he loved the American style of music, which he found in hearing people sing, and just some in Native American melodies, black melodies. And he tried to write in that style to give us this. Quartet number 12 in F major, opus 96. It's nicknamed the American Quartet on KPR. Performance by the Carmina Quartet of Antonin Dvorak's Opus 96, his American String Quartet, here on KPR. Coming up in the noon hour, another fun concerto by Vivaldi, one for oboe and strings, some deeply emotional chamber music for flute, viola, and harp by Arnold Bax, and the ever-favorite violin concerto from Mendelssohn. Classical music from noon to 3 here on KPR. KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for the classical music this morning on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. It's about 9 minutes before noon. Let's hear some fun music by Weinberger, Schwanda the Bagpiper. Here's the Washburn Symphonic Band playing the Polka and Fugue. With Kurt Seville directing the Washburn Symphonic Band. Music by Weinberger, Schwanda the Bagpiper, the Polka, and Fugue, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, if you want to look up what's playing or see what's been played, check our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Atomic Radiation's 20,000 Fathoms. Cinema Go-Go's Friday Night at 7, Liberty Hall. Tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's high noon. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Jeff Watson has some great classics coming up at about 12:30. We'll hear the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. More chamber music by Dvorak, Piano Quintet, and The Great Planet by Gustav Holst, Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day.
Live from